This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we actually transitioned from proclamation to personal response, as seen in Romans 10. We've been amplifying the focus of this chapter, the journey of those who believe. First, we considered problems that stand in the way of faith. Then we studied the power of prayer to overcome those problems. From there, we reflected on proclamation, that is, the links in the chain of influence which are necessary if believers are going to be used to bring others to faith in Jesus Christ. Now we need to amplify some more the last point in this amplification of the focus, one's personal response. To respond to the message of the good news, someone would need to hear the message, verses 14 and 17. Most of us are not attuned to this message, even though it is very close and available to us. Paul quoted Moses in verse 8 saying, "The word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart." Often people do not hear the message because they are unaware of its availability. You see this around Christmas time when the message of Christ's birth and mission is heard everywhere, yet multitudes pass it by. It's as though the message is for someone else in another galaxy. But once it is heard and recognized, it needs to be acted on. It needs to be responded to. From Romans 10, 9 through 13, it's clear the response God is looking for is to call on the name of the Lord by faith, believing in the resurrected Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord, and declaring your allegiance to Him brings salvation to you. That is God's promise to you, clear and simple.